This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 8th. Well, the big news today isn't Chairman Powell being grilled by the House. I'm sure that'll be very painful for him, and they will continue to try to humiliate him for losing jobs and all this stuff. But the big news is actually what's happening in Houston, Texas. What's going on? We have a big energy conference underway, and multiple executives are talking about what they call the stagnation in shale, where the big wells in the Permian Basin are now dropping off at a pretty rapid pace. Now, they're still drilling in the Permian Basin. They can't drill everywhere because of the federal drilling ban, but they're still drilling on private land. And they're still discovering new wells, but they're dropping off pretty fast, too. They just can't find the big mega wells they've had in the past. So, basically the CEO of ConocoPhillips said, quote-unquote, the world's going back to a world we had in the 70s and 80s. So, basically, he's implying that U.S. shale production is going to be tailing off in the upcoming years. Now, you may know that Exxon's leading a big consortium in Guyana. That's next to Venezuela, and they're producing quite a bit of oil. They're going to try to get up to 1.2 million barrels a day by 2027. So there is more supply coming online, but we still have Russia dropping off. And the supply-demand imbalance is fragile, okay? That's the best way to describe it. And so this paints a very, very good picture for the oil industry that prices are going to remain high. Of course, right now we're in the time of year where demand is picking up because spring is coming. And I know a lot of you out west are still cold, but even you're going to get warmer weather finally. And so this is going to be interesting. And it'll be interesting to see how high crude oil prices rise. $100 a barrel is certain, okay? $120 a barrel might be likely during peak demand. And we'll see if the government wants to release more from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But, you know, they might want to save that for an election year, to be honest with you, because they've already drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to dangerously low levels. Our energy secretary is actually at the conference. She'll be speaking. She does listen to the executives. So if they're smart, you know, they'll be very careful with their reforms and trying to go in this hydrogen economy or whatever they're trying to do. Of course, most hydrogen is going to be made from natural gas. And, of course, we have a surplus of natural gas. And but, you know, the infrastructure for hydrogen is complicated, okay? So it'll be fascinating to see what happens. But I feel very good about my energy bet right now. Obviously, what's going on between Russia and Ukraine is the next big development that's going to be unfolding in the upcoming months, especially when what they call the mud season ends and they can move around a little bit better. You know, Russia's is really struggling with these sanctions, okay? If they have to cap the wells in the Arctic, they won't be able to restart them. It was all done with Western technology. Essentially, you have to keep the oil flowing through the pipelines and stuff so it doesn't freeze. If you do have to shut production down, you have to drain those pipelines. If you don't, they'll burst. It's very compound complex. But thanks to ExxonMobil, thanks to Eni in Italy, thanks to Equinor in Norway, that's the main reason Russia has oil, okay, from their expertise. And, of course, they can't help them now because they're all NATO members. So it's going to be interesting. And right now Europe is off to a stronger start this year than we anticipated. They did have a mild winter. China seems to be still struggling. The bottom line is I'm very, very comfortable with my big energy bet. The other comment I have is the tanker stocks are still doing pretty well. They've been gapping up lately. You know, when they transport oil, it's going farther than ever. So they're looking awfully, awfully good right now. So we're in good shape here, folks. I know you don't enjoy the gyrations in the market, but, you know, we don't have earnings for another 5 to 6 weeks. So we'll be kind of in a dead zone right now. But March is a seasonally strong month. There's a lot of money pouring in the market for new pension funding. The other thing is we have to watch the analyst community very carefully. If the analysts start to revise estimates higher, that gets a lot of buying pressure going under our stocks. So we still have positive analyst revisions, so that's a good sign. We just went through the worst earnings we'll see, so the earnings will be getting better going forward. And the next big announcement will be the payroll report on Friday. Now, we had ADP come out today, and they were better than expected, 242,000 private payroll jobs. Economists are expecting 209, but ADP revised their January payroll from 106,000 to 119,000. So the Labor Department reported a few hundred thousand more jobs than ADP did, and obviously it's almost certain it was seasonal adjustments and almost bogus seasonal adjustments. So I can't wait to see that Friday payroll report. I think that's going to be a big, big deal, okay? And obviously, we're still creating jobs in the economy. There's labor shortages, but the job growth may not be as robust as the government says. And so it'll be fascinating to see how they revise that January payroll. They may be stubborn and not revise it, but I'm still very suspicious of it. In the meantime, interest rates are trying to moderate a bit. Chairman Powell, of course, has said that he'll let rates go higher. We're going to have confirmation of that with what they call the dot plot on Wednesday, January 22nd, where they survey all the FOMC members, the voting members, and we'll see how high they want to go. But otherwise, you know, it looks very good for our commodity-related stocks. Ag and agriculture and energy are the hot spots. We do have some strength, especially semis and things like that. I feel very, very good that we're well positioned right now. So this is a good time to fine tune your portfolios and keep using our stock grading tools out there. As long as the stocks are A rated, they're safe to hold. Even I sell some B rated stocks sometimes. It just depends on what the analysts are saying about them. And occasionally I'll hold C stocks as long as the analysts are positive. But basically, you want to be in predominantly A-rated stocks right now. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.